This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewey. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewey.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right from Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in. And Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewey of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls with the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis, off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8, Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York, they open up the area of the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Bonnet to 28. Woo! That was a bomb. That was deep.
Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, he had a really good second half here today.
He had 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent. The three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And a pleasant good afternoon to all of you here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer along with Bryant Billing. We're at Marion Local. on what has turned into a crummy afternoon weather-wise. Marion Local Flyers host the Fort Loramie Redskins. Fort Loramie's won 8 in a row over Marion Local. Last Flyers victory against the girls team from Fort Loramie was in the 16-17 campaign right here. Marion Local won that game 59-52. Last season, Fort Loramie clobbered Marion Local twice in the regular season and in the regional tournament. This is Fort Loramie's second game without the services of fine sophomore guard Maddie Chateau. She injured her knee last weekend and will not play the rest of this season. Autumn Turner started this past Thursday night against Rushi for Fort Loramie. And by committee, the Redskins filled in for that position. Corinne Holscher played extremely well off the bench, and she pumped in 5 points in overtime to lead Fort Loramie to victory by a score of 39-34. Both teams here today, Fort Loramie and Marion Local, are 19-2 on the year. Fort Loramie Division 7, Marion Local Division 6. Both clubs play in tournament action next Saturday. Fort Loramie at 11 and Marion Local at 2. I might note that this past Tuesday we covered the game between Marion Local and Rushi, and the Flyers defeated the Raiders at the Rushi Gym by a final score of 37-31. On Thursday night, two nights later, Fort Loramie topped Rushi in OT by 5, 39-34. Both of these teams here today, Fort Loramie and Marion Local, have been beaten by St. Henry. The Flyers and Redskins both dropped five-point verdicts to a very good St. Henry girls basketball team, which is unbeaten in the MAC and in first place. We'll return with more from here at Marion Local. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing, who's checked in alongside, filling in for Chuck McBee today. We have 5 minutes left in our JV game. Fort Loramie girls lead Marion Local by a score of 39-21. Good crowd on hand here at the Flyers Gym, the Hangar in Maria Stein on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And these 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And hello to you once again, Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing here at Marion Local. Fort Loramie JVs lead 44-25 over the Flyers with just over 2 minutes left in this contest. Carla Siegel, head coach at Fort Loramie, 26 years guiding the program. All she's done during that time is win 82-83% of her games coached. Beth Strive here at Marion Local, your number 10. 18-20 victories a season for the Marion Local girls. This year, no exception. As we noted several minutes ago, both teams 19-2 coming into this game here today. It's going to be a defensive contest for certain. Points will be at a premium. Turnovers, made free throws, points off of turnovers will be extremely important for sure. Bryant Billing next to me here from Tip City, Ohio, where earlier today the Sydney girls played Tippecanoe, lost a close game. And Bryant, the drive here, there's some chunky ice along the way on the roadway, right?
It was, and it was a big difference once you hit right around the Dark and Shelby County line. It really turned icy there, and it was quite something walking into the gym here, the hangar in Maria Stein. Ice all over the trees here. It's got that real winter-like look to it with that.
Well, the Spencerville Marion Local Boys game scheduled for here tonight in the hangar has been postponed to Monday night, and there were a number of middle school games scheduled here at the hangar earlier today. They've been postponed. They were the result, or this late start
for the girls' game today between Fort Laramie and Marion Local was the result of the scheduled middle school contest, which were not played. Those games have been moved to next week as well. So the weather is a factor in the Upper Miami Valley this afternoon, that is for sure. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to some great underwriting sponsors, including LaCal Equipment. LaCal, L-A-C-A-L, and Jackson Center came to Shelby County back in 1983 from L.A., California. And LaCal Equipment was a Scores originating sponsor, a founding partner on scoresbroadcast.com in 2006 and 7. And it's been on board ever since. And we owe so much gratitude to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. We would not be here today providing you high school sports online without the long-term support from LaCal Equipment, 20 years with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget, we will have high school basketball for you next week from Lehman Catholic on Tuesday. The Lehman Cavaliers boys team hosts Dayton Northridge. That is next Tuesday. Check the scoresbroadcast.com website for our updated schedule. Make sure you clear your history before you search for scoresbroadcast.com. When you find us, then you will get the updated schedule atop our website, scoresbroadcast.com. JV game is ending 46-25, Fort Laramie victorious over Marion Local. Varsity contest about 15-16 minutes away here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Laramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It is senior day here at Marion Local for the girls basketball program. Three senior flyers. They are Ava Unrest, Natalie Evers, and Chloe Ronnebaum, who has a sister of faith on the club. She's a freshman. Unrest, Evers, and Chloe Ronnebaum are your Marion Local seniors. Unrest is the reigning MAC Girls Player of the Year. She was the Midwest Athletic Conference Player of the Year last season. Averaged close to 17 points a game, averaging between 12 and 13 this season. She scored 14 on Tuesday night to lead Marion Local past Arusha. And at the same time here today, Marion Local High School recognizing the five Fort Loramie seniors, Autumn Turner, Ariel Heitkamp, Miley Chateau, Victoria Mesher, and Avery Brandewey, your five Fort Loramie seniors. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a continuing sponsor, Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, which offers many services to vets and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and our on-site food pantry, just to name a few. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure you receive all the benefits you deserve. Do not hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. And for more info, visit our website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's Shelby County Veterans, plural, with an S on it, .org. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Thank you so much. The Shelby County Veterans Services Office, 133 South Ohio in Sydney. Francis Schulze and Rucci offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. And for these two teams here today, there are key building components for sure. For Fort Loramie, Redskins need to get good bench play. Maddie Chateau missing in action, hurt out for the remainder of the year. The Redskins need the reserves to come through, that's for sure. And Avery Brandewey and Victoria Mesher need to hit their averages of 18 and 11 points per game. For Marion Local, Ava Unrass has got to score. She runs the show. She gets to the foul line. Both teams will press. The team that wins that takeaway turnover department will probably come out victorious in this contest. Key building components for today's game. They open the doors to success for the Redskins and Flyers. And remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We've got music piped in here, Bryant, at the hangar, and the low ceiling hangar, causes that sound to reverberate, and it's about as noisy here at Marion Local as it is in any high school gym on a Saturday afternoon, for sure.
Absolutely. It reminds me of being in Camp Randall for Wisconsin football games. It's about the loudest environment I think I've been in, especially when they do jump around. It has that type of feel because it's you're all close here, for sure. You're right on top of the court.
Quick look at tentative starting lineups. Ava Unrast at guard for Marion Local. She will likely be joined in the opening five by Maya Eckstein, very good sophomore, 5'9". The two Ronnebaums will start. Chloe, a senior. Faith, a freshman. Chloe's at 11 a game. Faith is at 5 points per game. And the fifth starter will probably be another freshman, Emerson Mesher, 3.5 points a game, 5'6" tall. Marion Local begins a youthful starting five, two seniors, a soft, and two freshmen. For Fort Loramie, Head coach Carla Siegel said she'll probably go with senior leadership in place of Maddie Chateau at guard. Look for Autumn Turner, 5'8", senior forward, to begin on the floor for Fort Loramie. Ariel Heitkamp and Miley Chateau out front. Ariel, a 5'5 senior. Miley Chateau, a 5'7 senior. They're both averaging just under 4 points a game. Victoria Mesher, 6 feet tall, a senior. I've seen her listed as tall as 6'1". With those lengthy arms, she plays like 6'3 or 6'4. Victoria, 11 a game. And Avery Brandewee, pushing 19 points a game. She was up to 19.9. She's a 5'10" senior. She's averaging 8 rebounds. Mesher at 5. Low-scoring game, Bryant. 40 points probably wins it. I missed it by 1 on Tuesday, or I should say on Thursday, when I said 40 would win it, although there's an asterisk by it because it took overtime for Fort Loramie to get to 39.
Yes.
So you get 10, 11 points a quarter against the defense you're playing against here today. You're probably doing a pretty good job because points will be at a premium. Offensive possessions will be prized commodities here this afternoon. You can't turn it over. You got to get a good shot.
And that's something that is always really hard for opponents to play for at Loramie, is not turning it over against that defense, especially when they put on the full court press. But the Redskins cannot run that and haven't run it quite like they have in previous seasons. And now being down one more body with Maddie Shadow being out for the season, that hampers that ability that much more. But as you said, two strong defensive teams, and it will be interesting to see how each offense gets going today.
Well, head coach Carla Siegel knows how important it is to manage her substitution patterns. Eventually, Brandewee and Mesher have got to come off the floor. They don't come off together. They come off individually, and it's oftentimes maybe just a 30 or 40-second blow.
Right. And you have to make sure that you don't have a drop-off and manage, when you're playing defense, their fouling situation, how many fouls that they have. We saw that in a game, actually, that I broadcast with Chuck over this year. One game I filled in for you. Avery Brandewee was in foul trouble, and that one sat most of the second quarter, and Anna really stayed in it while she was on the bench. It is a different squad when either of those two are off the floor for extended periods of time.
Yeah, Avery scored just 4 points in that game. Maddie Chateau had 15.
Yes.
And she helped lead Fort Loramie to an 11-point win over Anna in that contest. But head coach Carla Siegel is counting on the bench to come through. Corinne Holscher, sophomore, 5 huge points in OT on Thursday night in that overtime triumph for Fort Loramie over Rushi. Marion local girls have been playing stellar basketball all year long. This club has been a model of consistency on defense. Minster did generate 44 points a week ago against Marion local. Flyers pumped home 50 to win it, the 6th. Marion local's been in several fairly close games this campaign. In fact, the girls only beat Knoxville by 4 early on in December. But it's a team that has come through at crunch time down the stretch in the fourth period. Marion local shoots free throws at nearly 70%, just under that mark. Ava Unrast is close to 80. You don't dare foul her. Fort Loramie, about 65% shooting fouls this year. The Redskins were a good 13 for 18 on Thursday night against Rushi. We're about 8 to 10 minutes away from the opening tip here this afternoon. 2-19 and 2 girls clubs go at it. Fort Loramie Division 7 against Marion Local D6. We'll return with more from the hangar in Maria Stein in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come.
SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Oh, the music reverberates through the hangar here at Marion Local High School. They call it the hangar for a couple of reasons. It looks like an airplane hangar. It really does, from the outside, from the inside. And in addition, there must be 40 or 50 pennants, banners hanging.
Yes.
No pun intended, representing the many state championships, state runners-up awards earned by Marion local sports teams. How about high school football? The winners of 64 in a row. State championships now in that sport. I think 14 or 15. I've lost count. But a lot to be proud of in so many sports here at Marion local. I invented that second reason, Bryant, why they call it the hangar. Hey, a little tidbit about the Shelby County Athletic Association. This is year number 100. Shelby County Athletic Association 1924 to 2024. This is 2025. So we have now exceeded 100 years for the Shelby County Athletic Association. Way back in March of 1925, Anna High School was crowned the first ever Shelby County Boys Basketball Tournament champ by beating Jackson Center 26-21. Bet you didn't know that, Bryant, did you?
I did not.
The county tournament was played at the Sydney Armory, and over the years was moved between Sydney High School on East North Street, Sydney High School and Campbell Road, Jackson Center, and in later years, the Pickwood Fieldhouse. The champions were rewarded with the Silver Loving Cup. Each champion school had their name engraved on it. The Loving Cup was kept by the winning school for the year, then redistributed to the next county tournament champ. The Shelby County boys basketball teams competed in 39 county tournaments. There was no tourney held in 1943 because of the war and travel restrictions. Of the 39 championships, Anna won 13, Jackson Center 8, Rushi 5, Houston 5, Green, which was Green Township, as I recall, won 3, Botkins 2, Fairlawn 2, and Fort Loramie 1. Interesting nuggets of information about the Shelby County Athletic Association and 100 years of celebration. We are here at Marion Local. We've got starting lineups beginning of this game just around the corner. Marion Local Flyers host Fort Loramie. Redskins have beaten the Flyers 8 straight times. We're back in a few on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Hello, once again, welcome back here to Marion Local. Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing, who's pitch hitting for Chuck McPhee on this icy Saturday afternoon. Glad you could join us so much for the Redskins and Flyers. Very good girls basketball coming up here in just a moment or two. So many thanks to a new sponsor, Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge is your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call for financial wealth to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
And the Fort Loramie girls have just been introduced. Autumn Turner is in the starting lineup. Turner, Heitkamp, Miley Chateau, Victoria Mesher, and Avery Brandewey, the opening quintet for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Turner, a 5'8 senior. She starts in place of Maddie Chateau, who is out with the season-ending knee injury. Opening five for Marion Local being introduced right now. Maya Eckstein begins at a forward. She is a 5'9 sophomore, averaging 11 a game, 45% shooter, 6 rebounds. Chloe Ronnebaum is at a wing position, senior 5'7, averaging 11 a game, 68% free throw shooter. Faith Ronnebaum, her sister, is a freshman. She opens at a power forward spot, averaging 5 a game. She is 5'10. Also in the opening five, Emerson Mesher, a 5'6 Frosch, 3.5 points a game, and Ava Unrast. She's the go-getter. She's the engine, the catalyst for this Marion Local team. Unrast a little over 12 points a game, 31% three-point shooter, 79.9% at the free throw line. She is a 5'6 senior. Redskins in the attractive red road uniforms, black numbers outlined in white. Marion Local white from top to bottom. Gold numbers trimmed in blue. Opening tip to start the game is batted into the backcourt, handled by Ariel Heitkamp of Fort Loramie. We are in the bleachers about four rows up. At the baseline on one end, Fort Loramie attacking the far end hoop. Ball thrown to Mesher in the lane. Mesher feeds outside to Ariel Heitkamp. Heitkamp dribbling. Being checked closely by Faith Ronnebaum. Ball thrown right wing. It's on the deck. It's loose. And it's scraped off the hardwood by Marion Local. There's a turnover out of the chute that gets the Redskins. Long three try by the Flyers. It is pumped up. 20-footer by Faith Ronnebaum. Hit the back iron. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Redskins sprint the other way. Ball coughed up. Held ball situation. Give it to Marion Local. Two mistakes on the Redskins in the first 41 seconds of this game.
I have not seen these red jerseys Fort Loramie is wearing much. These are sharp.
I like them. Here is Marion Local. Dribble drive down the lane, getting away with maybe a travel with Faith Ronnebaum as she took the pass at midcourt after Marion Local inbounded it at the far end, and she dashed the distance. Shot was short. Fort Loramie stabbed it out of bounds. Marion Local inbounding left of the rim. Ball thrown into the lane to Unrast. Oh, she's real athletic. Twists and turns. Mesher blocks the shot. The ball rolls to midcourt. Avery Brandewey gobbles it up. Away she goes. Driving layup is good. 2-0 Fort Loramie. We played a minute. Redskins pressuring in backcourt. Here is Eckstein to the timeline. Double team comes. Now to Faith Ronnebaum in the far corner. Ball handed to Chloe. Near side, Unrast for three. Swish! A 23-foot bomb by Ava Unrast. 3-2, Marion Local. We played 90 seconds, opening quarter. Brandewey backcourt for Fort Loramie. Fire center circle to Mesher. Right corner, Autumn Turner back into Mesher. Here comes the double-team clampdown. Pass deflected far side of the court. Miley Chateau tracks it down. Goes to Brandewey foul line to Mesher right corner. Right back inside to Avery. She's hammered. Is it on the floor or in the act of shooting?
I believe it's on the floor.
6:15 left, opening period. Flyers 3, Redskins 2. Fort Loramie will indeed inbound to the right of the goal. Playmaker is Heitkamp. Dishes on the inside to Brandewey. She's too far below the backboard. The ball hits the glass on the underneath side and ricochets out of bounds to Marion Local. Good idea. Redskins just could not finish the execution. Marion Local possession leading by one, 3-2. Flyers have the ball, 2 minutes played. Unrest to midcourt. Sends it near side to Faith Ronnebaum. Far left wing to Eckstein. Ball thrown to the foul line to Chloe Ronnebaum. Shot way off to the right. Air ball. Loose ball to Fort Loramie. Long lead out to Miley Chateau. She sprints the other way. Miley Chateau for two. Redskins with a couple of run out baskets. Layups. 4-3 Fort Loramie. 5:37 left in the first. Midcourt, Chloe Ronnebaum, deep right corner to Faith. Three-point arc to Chloe. Chloe dribbles into the paint area. Shots up on the rim. Bouncing off, no good. Tip back missed. Rebound by Chloe Ronnebaum once more. Shot short. And it's saved inbounds by Marion Local, but right to Brandewee. Ahead to Mesher. Mesher traveling down the left side of the lane. Her left-handed shot is flipped up on the iron. It rolls off. Rebounded by the Flyers. Hectic, frenetic pace at the moment. Foul in backcourt on Fort Lauderdale. Well, you'll hear us talk about some short, close-in shots that get missed in this game. But I tell you what, they are defended each and every time extremely well. The defense is a nuisance for both teams. Shots are altered, they're tipped, deflected, sometimes blocked. It is really difficult to penetrate below the foul stripe when Marion Local and Fort Loramie play. No exception here today. Far left side of the floor, Eckstein for Marion Local. 4-3 Fort Loramie, 4:48 to go in the first. On the arc to Unrest. Heitkamp guards her. Foul line to Eckstein. Eckstein pivots in the paint area and hits an 8-foot turnaround. Good field goal by Maya Eckstein of the Flyers, who lead it 5-4. Fort Loramie in backcourt, hemmed in by the pressure. Brandewee's doubled. Ahead to Mesher. She strides over the timeline. Victoria, excellent ball handler on the arc, picked up by Eckstein. We're near the four-minute mark in the first. Right flank, it goes on the play to Izzy Meyer, who's checked in now for Fort Loramie. Top of the circle, Brandewee. She barges down the right side of the paint, misses a banker on the run, but she's tagged on the arm. Couple free throws here for Avery. Fort Loramie had a slump mid-season through much of the latter half of the campaign at the free throw line. Foul shooting was good on Thursday. This one by Avery, up and in, swish, it's perfect. We're tied at five with 4:05 to go here in the first. Sitting down for Fort Loramie, Autumn Turner, Victoria Mesher. Second shot by Brandewee on the way, up and in, she's got it. Kendall Tennery on the court for Fort Loramie at the moment, along with Taylor Schmidtmeyer. Brandewee and Mesher both on the sideline for a moment or less. Unrest to midcourt for Marion Local, which is down a point, 6-5.
And both Brandewee and Mesher over there getting some water, getting hydrated on this quick break.
Ball pitched by Marion Local into the paint, intended for Faith Ronnebaum. Knocked away by Fort Loramie. It goes to side court. Redskins can't keep it in bounds. Good hustle on the play by Ariel Heitkamp of Fort Loramie. 6-5 Redskins, 3:45 to go in the first. Marion Local inbounding to backcourt. It is Ava Unrest on the dribble, left hand. Heitkamp checks her head of the key. Unrest with the elbow on the right. Double dribble, good detection by the referee. I saw what she saw. Heitkamp reached in, and Unrest bounced the ball with both hands for just a brief instant. Good call by the referee. Here's Heitkamp in backcourt for Fort Loramie. Storms up the left side against pressure. Feeds Mesher 25 feet away. Mesher backs out. She's checked by Eckstein. That's going to be a good duel all day long. Here's Mesher. Fakes left, goes right. Has a seam down the right side of the lane. Oh, Marion Local punches it free. Dribbling down the floor, Flyers into the lane. Faith Ronnebaum, shot is short. Chloe makes a stab at it, and coming out of there with the rebound eventually for Fort Loramie is Corinne Holscher, who passes near side to Mesher. Marion Local tips it. Fort Loramie gets a piece of it last, out of bounds to the Flyers. Boy, when you get into the half court below the foul stripe, passes get deflected, shots are even tipped. It's happening frequently. 3 minutes to go, first quarter, 6-5, Fort Loramie. Maya Eckstein on the arc, hand off to teammate Faith Ronnebaum, punched away by Brandewee for Fort Loramie. She hustles down the floor at the foul line, gives it to Heitkamp. Baseline left, Mesher. Shot fake from 15, bounced it off her foot into the hands of a Marion local player. Turnover Skins. Turnover Marion local, interception. Here comes Miley Shadow, reverse layup. It's on the rim. It comes off in Fort Loramie. Can't control the board. Marion local tries to get it, and it was touched last by the red jerseys. Flyers will bring it down, 6-5 Fort Loramie. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. That was a difficult shot by Miley Chateau. It was in close. She had the Marion local player beaten by half step. But she was headed right down the middle, veered left, tried to score with the left hand. It hung on the iron and came off. Maya Eckstein gives it to the key for Marion local to freshman Emerson Mesher. Mesher deals to Chloe Ronnebaum, who bounces off her shoe. Apparently Fort Loramie did nick it last. It's out of bounds to the Flyers. 6-5, Fort Loramie up one. We played 6 of the 8 minutes here in the opening period. Midcourt with the ball for Marion local. It's unrest. Mesher checks her now. Outside the arc on the left, it's Eckstein. He's hemmed in now at midcourt. Here comes the double team. Bodies go to the court. Held ball situation. Redskins get it. Bryant, we'll see a number of those this afternoon. Held balls,
yes,
will come often.
That one was so evenly contested, they both went to the ground holding on to it.
Tug of war. Even Steven. 6-5 Fort Loramie. A minute 38 to go, first quarter. Here's the ball thrown by Izzy Meyer, outside right to the post, intercepted by Marion local, blitzing down the floor, charging in from the right flank is Chloe Ronnebaum. Shots on the backboard rim, it ricochets away, but a foul is called against Fort Loramie in the act of shooting. Chloe Ronnebaum at the stripe, nearly a 70% foul shooter for Marion local. It's up and it's rimming in and out, no good. Fort Loramie still leads 6-5. Corinne Holscher back in for Fort Loramie with Brandewee, Turner, Heitkamp, and Miley Chateau. Second shot, Ronnebaum, Marion local. Got it. Tied up at 6. Kaylin Toby on the floor now for Marion local. 5-6. Sophomore guard. And Marion local has fallen back into what appears to be maybe a zone. Here's Fort Loramie deep on the left side. It's Miley Chateau. Straightaway Heitkamp. Right corner, Miley overshoots at 3. Weak side rebound by the Redskins. Shot put up, blocked away by Marion local. Fort Loramie touches last, out of bounds. Flyers possession tied up at 6. 1:17 to go, first quarter. Brandewee leaned in from 6 or 7 feet away there, but she was sandwiched by two white shirts and couldn't get the ball up to the rim. Marion local has it near side. It is Toby. Looks for Eckstein. Foul line. Goes to work on Brandewee. Left corner jump shooter. Marion local. It is good by the freshman Emerson Mesher. She was a step or two inside the arc and drained it. Flyers lead 8-6. 44 seconds to go, first quarter. Heitkamp, top of the key, picked up by Unrest. Outside the arc to Brandewee. Long cross-court pass by Fort Loramie. Is in no man's land, out of bounds. Flyers get it, up 8-6. 34 ticks in the clock, late in the first quarter. Mesher back on the floor. Brandewee off. She'll get a blow the remainder of the period. Last field goal by the Flyers, netted by Emerson Mesher. She was alone, far baseline here at our end. And it was right on target all the way, just inside the arc. Handling the basketball is Natalie Evers. She's on the court now for the Flyers. 5'9 senior, 30 feet away, gives it to Unrest. Scoreboard clock reads 11 seconds left. 10, 9. Here's Mesher into Eckstein. Eckstein turns, pivots with the left hand. Missed it badly. Dip up by Marion Local once, twice. A second to go. Ball is slapped out below the rim by Fort Loramie. Without Brandwee in on that possession, Redskins were outmanned underneath the basket, but the Flyers could not connect. 1 second even remaining in the opening quarter. Marion Local up two, lobs into Unrest in the paint. He catches and heaves at the same time, short. And that's how the quarter ends. Marion Local 8, Fort Loramie 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Today it's Fort Loramie in action on the road at Marion Local. And the Flyers start the second quarter with a bad turnover. Ball thrown top of the circle into the corner for Kaylin Toby, and it soared about 4 feet over her head against the Flyers' mat down here to her right. And the Redskins have possession, down a bucket, measured to midcourt. Being guarded 30 feet away by Emerson Mesher of Marion Local. Here's a sloppy pass, Redskins. Fortunately, Marion Local got a whisker of an arm on the ball. It went out of bounds below the hoop. Fort Loramie lobs in. Mesher on the arc tries to enter into Brandwee. It hits the knee of a Flyer player. It's pinballed around. Marion Local's got it. Unofficially, about seven turnovers now on Fort Loramie.
I have him for eight, yep.
Head of the key, nearly a double dribble by the Flyers. That's what the Redskins fans wanted. No call. Back to the hoop is Chloe Ronnebaum on a weave near side to Emerson Mesher. 25 feet away, Kaylin Toby. Out high to Faith Ronnebaum. 8-6, Marion Local, a minute gone, second quarter. Ava Unrest getting a blow, time being for Marion Local. Open player, foul line, sliding below the stripe. Emerson Mesher got it again. Two hoops in a row for the freshman for Marion Local. 10-6 in favor of the Flyers. Avery Brandwee answers with a long trifecta. 25-footer Brandwee. Second pass into forecourt. She let it fly. 10-9 in favor of Marion Local, which throws it away to midcourt. That should be over and back. It's not called. That's a boo-boo by the officials. Marion Local rotates it far left side of the floor. Being crowded is Chloe Ronnebaum. Sends it back out on the arc. 6:16 to go, second quarter. 10-9, Marion Local. Overplay Heitkamp, and she missed it. Then comes from behind and blocks the shot. Good play by Ariel. She darts down the floor. Pulls up 30 feet away. Heitkamp on the dribble. 2 minutes played, second quarter, 10-9, Marion Local. Here's Brandwee, elbow on the right. Starts a drive, goes hard to the rack, and she is walloped on the shoulder. She took it to the rim. She'll get two. Chance now for the Redskins to inch back out on top. It's 10-9, Marion Local. 5:53 to go here in the second. Free throw, Brandwee, front rim, backboard. It's good. Tied up at 10.
That was Faith Ronnebaum who committed that foul. That was her second, and she's heading to the bench here.
Well, that departure by Faith takes a 5'10 player off the floor for the Flyers. Second free throw, Brandwee. It is on the front rim. It is off. Rebounded eventually by Marion Local. Tied at 10. Marion Local led 10-6. Four straight points for Brandwee. Flyers have it. Left wing. Emerson Mesher tries to drop it down inside to Kylie Schoenlein, who's in, a 5'8 sophomore. She made a big three against Rushi last Tuesday. And the ball was tipped out of bounds below the basket by Fort Loramie. Marion Local re-enters, and what's been called? Fort Loramie, a reach in on a shot attempt after the Flyer inbound. Hard to tell if the Marion Local player was shooting the ball, but she does get two free throws, and the first is way short. Trying to determine who that is at the line. I think it's Unrest for the Flyers. It was offline, free throw number one. Second one is perfect, and Marion Local has retaken the lead, 11-10. 5:38 to go, second quarter. Here's Mesher on the march up the floor. Gives it to Heitkamp. Pass low, below the rim to a teammate. Ball flipped back 17 feet away to, I think that's Liza Puppelman, who's in now for Fort Loramie.
Yes, she picked up that last foul.
She took the jumper from 15. It was close, came off. Redskins snagged the rebound and restart. Here's Brandwee at the elbow on the left. Marion Local puts the sandwich on her. A double team whammy. Tie-up occurs. Held ball. Fort Loramie will get it. Down a point is Fort Loramie, 11-10. 5:15 to go, second quarter. Baseline left, the freshman Liza Puppelman. Inbounds, low on the right to the cutting Miley Chateau, and it's jammed out of bounds by Marion Local. Defenses are playing offensive opponents like glue. Very sticky. Here's Brandwee. Catches the inbounds pass. Fall away mid-range jumper. Skids off the rim. Rebounded by Marion Local. Quickly down the floor, Unrest. Guarding her on the arc is Schmidtmeier. Here comes the double team. Ball given up to Emerson Mesher. Foul line, Eckstein. Victoria Mesher on her. Near side, Emerson Mesher for Marion Local. Foul line extended right. It's dealt to Schoenlein, who deals to Maya Eckstein. She burrows down the left side of the lane. Can't get the shot to go. Stick back once, twice. Missed a third time. Blocked by Fort Loramie. Taken away by the Redskins. Here's Taylor Schmidtmeier hustling down the floor, barging in from the left wing. And Marion Local smacks it out of bounds. Action is fast-paced. It is frenetic. 11-10 Flyers. 4:32 left in the second.
Marion Local has done a really good job of getting offensive rebounds today, but they are just struggling to hit those point-blank shots.
Right corner, Heitkamp for Fort Loramie goes below the basket, enters the ball into the paint, no one there. Marion Local on the takeaway. Hard dribble down the floor by Maya Eckstein, on top to Unrest. Spins, foul line, fadeaway 15-footer, hacked on the arm by Miley Chateau, who says, what's that all about? I got the ball cleanly. Couldn't tell from here. Unrest, very adept at drawing two-shot fouls. She went to the line nine times this past Tuesday against Rushi and made six. This one is in and out. No good. She's 2 of 3 at the stripe here today. 11-10 Flyers. Fort Loramie substituting Corinne Mesher back in. Corinne Holscher, I should say, as Victoria Mesher sits. Second free throw, Unrest. Dips the knees, fires, good. 12-10, Marion Local. Half the second quarter in the books. Heitkamp in backcourt. Being checked aggressively by Emerson Mesher. Hard drive up the right side of the floor. Caught out there on the arc by Taylor Schmidtmeier. Nice lob down inside. Open player. Fort Loramie's Brandwee couldn't finish, though. Marion Local snatches it. Here come the Flyers. Unrest on the arc. Redskin defender falls down. Heitkamp went to the floor. Gets up gimpy. Jumper by Unrest went in and out twice. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Brandwee on the loose. Swivel move into the lane. Leaves it short. Rebounded by Marion Local. And we got a tie-up way down at the far end of the court. Or is there a foul called? Yes, it is a personal on the Redskins. Or is it on Marion Local?
It is on Marion Local. They called that against Emerson Mesher.
Yep. The sophomore, or I should say the freshman, picked it up. Foul situation. Two on each team here in the second period. So not near the automatic two free throw situation. Ball inbounded low on the right before Lormy. Open look, five-footer. It is no good by Holscher. A little strong. Rebound Marion Local. 12-10 Flyers. 3:23 to go in the second quarter. Emerson Mesher on the arc for Marion Local. Gives it up on the play to Chloe Ronnebaum, who bullies her way down the lane. Shot blocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
That was Brandwee there with that beautiful block. She's heading to the bench now here, though, and Mesher's coming back in. Yeah. Mesher certainly looks different sporting the face mask that she's had for, what, 2 weeks or so now, Jack?
But it does not affect her play one bit. Inbounded Unrast, right corner. On the arc to Faith Ronnebaum, back to Unrast. She's being checked 30 feet away. Izzy Meyer on Unrast at the moment. Dribbling on top. Schoenlein for Marion Local doesn't shoot. Hand off to Eckstein, bodied by Victoria Mesher at the foul line. It's given up by Eckstein, then it comes right back into her. She pivots with the left, overshoots it, but a foul on Victoria Mesher of Fort Loramie. Eckstein, a good free throw shooter for the Flyers, is at the stripe. A chance for Marion Local to build on this slim two-point lead. It's 12-10 with 2:47 left in the second quarter. The free throw by Eckstein is too hard, and the Flyers are not capitalizing fully, Bryant, at the charity stripe.
They are not. They are 3 for 6. I'll make that 3 for 7, and here comes that one. 3 for 8.
It dips in and out. No good. 5 foul shots missed by the Flyers. Still 12-10 score. Fort Loramie snagged the rebound. Top of the circle, Izzy Meyer dribbles left side. Here's a three-point try, a long distance one by Holscher. Wide right, ball sprays into the corner. Redskins track it down. Here's Meyer. Izzy into the paint to Holscher. Izzy baseline right, 16-footer, glances off the rim. Long rebound, 30 feet away to Corinne Holscher. Handoff on the play to Victoria Mesher. 2:10 to go, second quarter. Mesher foul line, pivots, in trouble. Gives it Izzy Meyer, right corner. Baseline to the rack. She is tagged on the elbow. She attracted a couple of defenders and will shoot two free throws. I'll tell you what, Bryant, foul shooting will go a long way to deciding this outcome today. Flyers have missed 5 at the stripe. Still lead it by 2, 12-10. Free throw by Fort Loramie's no good. Second of 2 upcoming. Avery Brandewy on the court for Fort Loramie in place of Kendall Tennery. Second free throw, Izzy Meyer, Redskins, dips the knees, pushes it toward the iron. It is off the back flange, rebound way up in the air, comes down into the hands of a Flyer who is fouled 80 feet from the basket. It is Common. It's the fourth of the Redskins. Next one against Fort Loramie in this period will result in free throws for the Flyers, who lead at 12-10. 2 minutes to go in the first half.
And that was the second for Mesher, and Coach Carla Siegel promptly pulls her out.
Here is Unrest. Gives it up right wing for Marion Local to Chloe Ronnebaum. Eckstein, head of the key, peers inside, no one there. Unrest has got it. Unrest fakes right, goes left. Elbow, far side of the floor. Pitches near side to Schoenlein. Back to Unrast, who chucks up a 3. It is no good. It hit the heel. Long rebound for Loramie. Heitkamp spots a player down in the middle of the floor, into the lane, open. Shot missed. A lot of contact on the rebound. It's called against Fort Loramie on the back, or is it against the Flyers?
That is against the Flyers, and that was a shooting foul that is going to send Turner to the free throw line.
Break for Fort Loramie. Autumn Turner's got 2. Redskins missed their last 2 tries at the stripe and missed this one. Free throw shooting, both sides deteriorating at the moment. 12-10, Marion Local. We've been stuck on that score
for 3.5 minutes.
And Brandon, we missed the second of her two attempts earlier, so that's the fourth straight miss. And make it five.
Another one hard. Rebound, stick back, up and in. Avery Brandwee low on the right. Got the volleyball rebound, no pun intended. And she stuck it in to tie the game. Big offensive glass work by Brandwee. 12-12 deadlock. A minute to go, first half. Marion Local's got it, baseline left. Thrown on the arc to Eckstein. Pivots into the lane. Throws near side of the floor for Unrest. Good overplay by Meyer, who smacked it out of bounds. Set to throw in Marion Local right below us. Redskins substituting defensively. Liza Puppelman back on the court. Freshman re-enters. Ball thrown to Eckstein, head of the key. Looks into the lane, no one there. Now finds a cutting Unrest, who throws it up, falling down. It's rolling around and off, but guess what? Unrest fouled again by Fort Loramie, and she'll shoot two. She is so crafty, amazing. She gets into the thick of the action and draws those fouls. Sometimes baits the officials very cleverly. That one was legit. The first free throw by Unrest is in. And Marion Local leads by one, 13-12. Second shot by Ava on the way. Got it. We may have seen the last of her misses in this game. She misfired three times earlier. 14-12 in favor of the Flyers. Here's a steal. Interception midcourt. Marion Local. Eckstein goes down the floor into the lane in traffic and gets it to go. It hung on the iron. Kerplunk, it fell through. And Fort Loramie's down four. Half minute left. Second period. Brandwee on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Schmidtmeyer. Near side, it's Brandwee. They clear out for Avery. Into the lane, ducks under. Banker way short. Marion Local is a nuisance on defense. They got a piece of the shot, which didn't get to the iron. And then Unrest slips down the floor for Marion Local, glides into the lane. She stops, and Puffelman goes up her back. Fort Loramie's over the limit, and Unrest shoots free throws again with the Flyers leading 16-12. Free throw, Ava, good. She swished it. 17-12, Marion Local. Well, we highlighted the free throw shooting of Unrest in the pregame, and now she's starting to pour him in. She's had double-digit free throw attempts six times this year. Second one is on the money, and Marion Local has expanded the lead to six, 18-12. 9 seconds to go, second quarter. Here is Heitkamp down the right side for Fort Loramie. Meets resistance, falls down, and walks. 5.6 to go in the second. Marion Local being instructed by Coach Stride to come to greet the basketball. It's thrown to Unrest on the run, driving, spins in the lane, shoots it. It's in and out again as the buzzer sounds. It almost went down. Heck of a move by Unrest. Athletic play. Almost got the shot to fall. Looked like it might even have hit the net. It went down below the rim so far, but it popped out. But Marion Local's ahead by six. 18-12 Flyers over the Redskins at the halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. We are your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports. Marion Local 18, Fort Loramie Girls 12. We are at the half. A look at the scoring here at intermission, being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Brian?
Looking first at Fort Loramie, which has 12 points here at halftime. Miley Shadow has 2 points, and the other 10 are all by Avery Brandwee. Fort Loramie unofficially with 16 rebounds in the first half and 11 turnovers. Scoring for Marion Local, which has 18 points here at halftime. Chloe Ronnebaum made one free throw, has 1 point. Emerson Mesher and Maya, I'm going to have you say that again,
Eckstein.
Each have 4 points for the Flyers. And Ava Unrest has 9 points. She made a three in the first quarter and was 6 for 8 from the free throw line in the second quarter. The Flyers unofficially with just 4 turnovers in the first half, and they had 15 rebounds.
How many turnovers unofficially for Fort Loramie?
11.
Wow. That's the difference of the game, that and the fact that Unrest gets to the stripe frequently. Fort Loramie's got to make sure somehow, some way, they don't send Unrest to the free throw line another 9 times in the second half. 18-12, Flyers over the Redskins. Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Well, the real good shots at the basket are at a minimum in this game here today. Marion Local 18 and Fort Laramie 12. We've only had a handful of field goals. That's it, Brian.
Yeah, 4 by Marion Local and 4 by Laramie.
Difference in the game, Flyers have gotten to the strike more often, i.e. Ava Unrast is connected on 6 free throws. As we open action here in the third quarter with Marion Local leading Fort Laramie 18-12. Top of the circle, Emerson Mesher on the bounce. Hands it off on the plate of Faith Ronnebaum, deep left corner. Emerson Mesher hits the cutter, Unrast. Now it is handled top of the circle by Eckstein. Flyers work it around, opening half minute, third quarter of play. Fort Laramie faces a 6-point deficit. Dribbling is Unrast, straight on against Victoria Mesher of Fort Laramie. Unrast on the bounce, retreats, veers left. Pitches 30 feet out behind the arc to Faith Ronnebaum. far right wing unrest. Marion Local content to work it around. Ball flipped cross court to Emerson Mesher. Mesher to Eckstein. Eckstein's got a little opening. Drives and hits it off the backboard. Well done by Maya Eckstein. And the Flyers have opened up an 8-point lead, 20-12. Here is Fort Loramie Country. Autumn Turner in the corner to Mesher. Hits Branowy cutting down the lane. Banked it, it wouldn't go. Rebound missed, but a foul on Marion Local. That first attempt by Avery. Hit the backboard, hit the rim, hung, and fell off. Branowy with a couple shots at the stripe. Fort Loramie needs him. Flyers up 20-12. We played a minute 15 here in the third quarter. Foul shot, Avery Branowy got it. Second one upcoming. Substitution, Natalie Evers is checked in now for Marion Local. Evers, a 5'9 senior. Branowy is good twice at the free throw line, and it's 20-14 in favor of Marion Local. 6:39 to go here in the third quarter. Here's a leaner from the foul line, pumped up there by Chloe Ronnebaum. Off to the right, the Marion Local. Rebounded by Fort Loramie, thrown to midcourt. Touched last by the Redskins and out of bounds. Turnovers for the visitors mount. Marion Local inbound near side of the court at the timeline. Ball fed to Unrast, picked up by Heitkamp. In the half court now, Unrast down the left side. Throws to Emerson Mesher, deep left corner. Outside to Eckstein, now handled by Chloe Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum 30 feet away. Mesher and Branduwe jump the ball handler, Eckstein. She's trapped, 35 feet out. Throws to Unrest, back to Maya. Dives into the lane. Shot poked away from behind for Branduwe, but a foul called against Fort Loramie. And it's of the shooting variety. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We've gone local for you. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside our market. So we now offer Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza at Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. My error, it was not a shooting foul. Here's Marion Local posting up Unrest on the inside. She acted like she was clobbered on the shot. No whistle, though. Fort Loramie got the rebound, and Marion Local fouled. Eckstein picks up number two. Turn of events went in Fort Loramie's favor there. Redskins bring it up in backcourt.
That last foul was against Mesher, and she just went to the bench.
How many
for Fort Loramie?
Three fouls on Victoria Mesher for the Redskins. That hurts.
Yes.
20-14, Marion Local. 5:40 left in the third quarter. Here's a good look for Branduwe. Out high. Throws it into the lane to Corinne Holscher. Shot wouldn't go. Stick back up. It's on the rim. It comes off. And Marion Local's got it. Dribble drive down the floor. Unrest. Won't be denied. All the way to the rim. Blocking foul against Fort Loramie in the act of shooting. 20-14, Flyers, 5:25 to go here in the third quarter. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. You can sample the hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee, too. And a more varied selection of soft drinks. Now at Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. Well, guess what? Ava Unrest just cranked up a couple free throws and missed each one. Fort Loramie's got the rebound. Liza Puffelman, the ninth grader, on the floor for the Redskins. Gives it up top of the circle to Meyer. Near side to Puffelman. Baseline left, Miley Chateau. Back to Puffelman. They work it around. Mesher on the bench now for Fort Loramie. Three fouls. Branduwe's got the ball far side. Now Holscher near side. 4:50 left in the third. 20-14, Marion Local. Head coach Carlos Siegel for the Redskins gets a timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Well, as we come back to live action, Redskins, after the timeout, get a three-point attempt from the near wing by Liza Puppelman. It grazes iron, loose ball rebounding foul, Brandwee of Fort Loramie, and the Flyers have possession up 6. We've got 4:23 to go here in the third quarter, 20-14 Marion Local. Biggest lead, 8, 20-12. Flyers have it to our left, unrest in the corner. On top, Emerson Mesher. Now Faith Ronnebaum, hand off to Unrast. She squeezes down the lane, lays it up short. Good defense before Loramie. Redskins snag the board, over-guarding Marion Local. Foul is common. Three on each team here in the third quarter. You hit the 5, the other team shoots 2. Redskins possession as Fort Loramie tries to cut into this 6-point deficit.
I think it's safe to stay with 3 fouls apiece halfway through. We're going to be seeing some more free throws here.
On the arc for Fort Loramie, it is Corinne Holscher, throws far side of the court to Schmidtmeyer, who's checked in. Puppelman head of the key. Ball thrown right corner, Avery Brandwee. Shot fake on Eckstein, doesn't let it go. Now Puppelman, top of the circle, it's Meyer. Meyer on the bounce, down the near side. Motions for Puppelman, who goes into the lane, comes out, catches the pass. Little give and go, nicely done. Puppelman to Holscher, shot bounces, it is no good. Stick back is in by Brandwee. What a game for her. She's totaled most all of Fort Loramie's points, 20-16. Marion Local up 4. Redskins have netted 4 straight points. Zone defense by Fort Loramie at the moment. Eckstein on the arc. Goes to Faith Ronnebaum. She's 25 feet away. Ball high overhead. Pitches near side to Unrest. Left-handed pass into the corner to Emerson Mesher. Flyers throw it around, leading by 4. Final 2:45, third quarter. Zone defense, Fort Loramie. Coming out to catch is Faith Ronnebaum. Zips it cross court, baseline left, short jump shot, Emerson Mesher around the ring and out. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Redskins have it. Up and over the timeline. It is Izzy Meyer, splits a couple defenders. Oh, there she goes, sprinting to the rim. Good for 2. Izzy Meyer split 2 white jerseys and scored 6 in a row by Fort Loramie, 20-18. Flyers lead by 2 on the arc. Marion Local's got the ball. It is Faith Ronnebaum. Now Eckstein loops it to the 3-point shooter, who's wide open. Swish! A long one is good. Oh, she's a freshman sensation. Emerson Mesher cans a triple. 23-18 Flyers. 1:50 left in the third quarter. Fort Loramie possession, top of the circle, Izzy Meyer. Right corner now to Brandwee, back to Izzy. Oh, she's got the baseline to the rack, lays it up strong. Weak side rebound taken down by Marion Local. Gobbled up on the play by Chloe Ronnebaum. Flyers up 5, 90 seconds to go here in the third. On the arc, Emerson Mesher has made 3 field goals in this game. Far left wing Unrest, shot fake, drives, cut off by Corinne Holscher. Fadeaway 10-footer Unrest, no good. Long rebound, Marion Local, shot strong. Weak side rebound, Eckstein. Blocked away by Fort Laramie, it's loose. Here's a run out, down the floor, Puppelman. Puppelman against Emerson Mesher, stops in the paint, and then throws it. It's deflected and stolen by Marion Local. 58 seconds to go, third quarter. Flyers up 5. Redskins approaching 20 turnovers in this game. Unrest, head of the key, looks for the cutter. Faith Ronnebaum can't find her. Straight away, it's fed to Natalie Evers. Evers swings it to Chloe Ronnebaum. Deep left corner, Mesher now Unrest behind the screen. 34 seconds to go, third quarter. Marion Local 23, Fort Laramie 18. Far right wing, it goes on the play to Faith Ronnebaum, now to Unrest at the Flyers logo at center circle with 19 to go here in the third. Redskins sag back. They let Unrest hold it. She dribbles, bounce past Eckstein, who comes out high. Eckstein, foul stripe, looks for Unrest. There's a wild shot by Unrest, a left-handed side-wheeling hook from the foul stripe, and it banked in just before the buzzer, and Marion Local will take it. 25-18 Flyers after 3 on the horse shot by Eckstein to finish the third period on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Hey, don't forget, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie at 15 Elm Street is your family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We will style at Cutaway. You will smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylist Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Fort Laramie starts the fourth quarter with a 3-point shot straight away by Schmidtmeyer, and it is hitting the rim, goes out of bounds below the basket, and the Flyers have the possession. We kick off play in the fourth. Marion Local owns a 7-point lead on that wild horse shot by Eckstein to close out action in the third. Here's a pass by Marion Local. It's wild. Far side of the court, tracked down by Avery Randowee. She motors down the floor, barges in from the left flank, and hits it on the run. Randowee for 2. 25-20 Marion Local. As the Flyers turned it over, and Randowee for the Redskins made the Flyers pay. Straight on, Emerson Mesher for Marion Local. Gives it up to Eckstein. Eckstein wants to pass into the paint. Fort Laramie steals. Taken away by the Redskins. Chance to cut it to 2 or 3 here. A minute gone, fourth period. Left-hand dribble, top of the circle. It is Ariel Heitkamp. Now to Schmidtmeyer. Foul line extended left. Randowee steps back, shoots the 3, off to the left. Loose ball rebound in the corner. Raced down by Unrest to Marion Local. flips the pass up ahead as Coach Stribe for Marion Local calls a timeout. 6:38 left in the game. 5-point lead, Marion Local over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Up a big possession here. Flyers ball up five. We played just less than 2 minutes here in the fourth quarter. In Marion Local throws to the post. Fort Loramie guilty of overguarding from behind. One foul in Fort Loramie here in the fourth. Marion Local has not committed one. Victoria Mesher is in the game now for the Redskins. He's got how many fouls, Bryant?
Three, yes.
Unrest has the ball in the arc for Marion Local. We near the six-minute mark in the fourth. 25-20 Flyers. Points hard to come by in this game. Both defenses outstanding. There have been about 35 turnovers in all in this game. A number of held balls, and here's one coming up. Ooh. Marion Local gets a timeout before we go to the arrow. A break Flyers. Clock stops. 5:55 left in the game. Marion Local still up five. 25-20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
As action picks up after the Marion Local timeout, Redskins guilty of kicking the ball. Marion Local will throw in to the left of the basket. The playmaker is Unrest. Ball lob, foul line to Eckstein. Pivots into the lane. A lot of traffic. Shoots it short, no good. Rebound Unrest. Reverse layup. It's shy of the mark. And the Redskins snarf up the rebound. Well done to Brandewee. Outlet to Mesher. Finds an open player low on the left. It's Miley Chateau. She dropped it. Picked up by Turner in the corner. Hand off to Brandewee. And a timeout is called by Fort Loramie. Still no change in the score. 5-point lead Flyers with 5:22 left. Hey, don't forget, Cutaway Styling Salon. 40 years styling at Cutaway. 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon. 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allenbaugh agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allenbaugh Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allenbaugh agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allenbaugh can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
Well, we didn't anticipate playing such a lengthy commercial. We did. Our mistake, because during the time away, Victoria Mesher and Avery Brandewee have hit two-pointers for Fort Loramie. And guess what? Chloe Ronnebaum for Marion Local has popped in a couple triples. She just hit one as the Flyers' home crowd goes crazy. And it's a seven-point game, 31-24. Good inbounds play by Fort Loramie. After the last timeout, Brandewee got one right in front. Mesher got a good putback. And then a couple of threes by Chloe Ronnebaum of Marion Local. Here's a long miss from the corner by Miley Chateau of Fort Loramie. And the Flyers have got the ball in a seven-point lead. There's a lob pass down inside to Eckstein. Her shot hits the backboard, the rim. Ricochets away. Marion Local scrappy on the floor. Gets the loose ball. Here's a jump shot from 15. Open player hits. Chloe Ronnebaum has come on strong for Marion Local. Redskins need a timeout. Chloe Ronnebaum, a couple threes and a long deuce. 9-point deficit for Fort Loramie. Biggest of the game. 3:19 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
Well, between these last two timeouts by Fort Loramie, a lot happened, as we summarized a moment ago. 8 points by Chloe Ronnebaum of Marion Local. She made three baskets in a rush, a couple of threes. Mesher hit a two, Brandewee a two for Fort Loramie. And lo and behold, the Flyers have swelled the lead to 9, 33-24. Izzy Meyer in the right corner for Fort Loramie. Hands off to Mesher. Stops from 10 feet and scores. Swish, the 10-foot jump shot. Good Victoria Mesher. 33-26. Here's a player leaking out. Other direction. Eckstein to the basket for the Flyers. Great defense by Victoria Mesher. Got a piece of it. Long outlet to Brandewee. Brandewee to the rim. Driving. Scoring. Four quick ones by Fort Loramie, which is within five. 33-28. And Marion Local gets a timeout as the two head coaches exchange timeouts back and forth and back and forth. 2:42 to go in the game. Flyers up five on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Up three timeouts in less than 2 minutes. Marion Local called the last one. Flyers lead by five. 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Marion Local gets it in and down the floor. Unrest on the dribble against Fort Loramie. Throws into the left corner to Chloe Ronnebaum. Back outside to Unrest. Unrest being checked by Brandewee. Unrest veers right. Goes to Eckstein. Into the lane. Nearly dragged the pivot foot. She's in trouble. Throws it on the arc to Chloe Ronnebaum, who traveled with the ball. She went to the floor, got up on one knee, made a move, didn't pound the ball on the hardwood again. Held ball resulted, and it's given to Marion Local. 2:08 to go here in the fourth. 33-28 Flyers. Fort Loramie tried to swipe that when the ball was rolling on the hardwood, couldn't get to it. Here is Eckstein, 40 feet away, 30 feet away, foul line, puts it back out to Unrest. 1:58 to go in the game, no team fouls on Marion Local, one on Fort Loramie here in the fourth. Pitch and catch, Unrest, Eckstein in the paint, back to the basket. Fort Loramie doubles, ball flipped to Unrest on the arc. Flyers have no intent to shoot anything but a layup. Here's a foul. Brandewee whacks Unrest 25 feet out on the floor. And that is the Redskins' second in the fourth period. It's going to take three more before Marion Local shoots free throws. Here is Eckstein trying to get it in. Overplay by Fort Loramie. Almost a steal. Unrest does rake it in. Nice job by her. Flips it near side on the play to teammate Chloe Ronnebaum. Now to Evers, back to Unrest. Marion Local holding the ball, wanting Fort Loramie to foul. Here's a leaping catch by Unrest, who drops it down in the right corner with a 1:19 to go. Another foul committed by Fort Loramie. 33-28, Flyers up five. Fort Loramie's going to get another timeout. 5-point lead, Marion Local. We're down to 79 seconds to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Well, the trick now for Marion Local is to keep the ball in the hands of Unrest and shoot two free throws with each foul the rest of this game. Marion Local gets it in the nick of time into the corner of the court, and the Redskins hem in the ball handler, and the Flyers utilize yet another timeout. We've got about six in the last 2.5 minutes. 1:15 to go. Marion Local 33, Fort Loramie 28 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Marion Local Flyers inbounding far side of the floor. Right in front of head coach Beth Stribe. 1:15 to go in the game. Flyers 33, Redskins 28. And you can bet Marion Local will try to get the ball in the hands of Unrest repeatedly. Kicked out of bounds by Brandewee. Fort Loramie needs a steal and a quick hoop. Three fouls have been committed by Fort Loramie. I thought maybe it was up to four. It's just three. Redskins. It's adjusted because a foul is committed by Fort Loramie. Player is held before the ball can be inbounded. The next foul by the Redskins sends Marion Local to the line. And here's a reach in by Fort Loramie. Ball poked away. Redskins almost had it. Marion Local gets it back. Players topple to the deck. Foul, Fort Loramie.
Redskins out for 12.
Chateau picked it up. Redskins nearly had the steal. Free throws here for Marion Local. A couple at the stripe. The first one is up and in by Emerson Mescher. What a game for her, Bryant. How many points?
That was her eighth right there.
She's had a couple of twos, a three, a made free throw. That foul shot hits the heel, kicks into the right corner, and the Redskins have got it. Here's Heitkamp down the floor, right corner Mescher. 1 minute left, Fort Loramie down six. Make it four, reverse layup, Mescher, good. Here's Marion Local inbounding, leading 34-30 with 52 seconds to go in the game. And a foul is called against the Redskins. 80 feet from the basket, Marion Local will shoot two. And going to the stripe is Unrest. Foul on Heitkamp. You've got no choice at this point. If you're Fort Loramie, you've got to lengthen the game somehow and hope that Marion Local misses free throws. Unrest does not miss this one. It is pure, perfect, right in. 35-30 Flyers, 52.2 to go. Second shot, Unrest. Got them both. She's been swell at the line, 80% on the year. Fort Loramie behind the six. Brandewee up to Mescher. Mescher on the arc. Throws far corner, Miley Chateau. To Mescher, baseline, triple team. To Miley for three. Hits the rim, backboard, no good. Strong rebound, Brandewee. Taken away by Marion Local, but a travel call against the Flyers. Chloe Ronnebaum yanked it away from Brandewee, but hit the deck, rolled. Violation, Fort Loramie inbounds. It goes to Brandewee outside the lane in the right, over guarding on Faith Ronnebaum. That's the first of the Flyers. Fort Loramie won't shoot until four more are committed. 35.7 to go in the game. Flyers up six. Redskins inbound on the arc to Brandewee. Fadeaway three, hits the rim, climbs to the top of the backboard, bounds off a support. Easy for me to say. Bounds off a support, it's out of bounds, and the Flyers will throw in. Oh, Fort Loramie needed that triple by Brandewee. Would have cut it to three. 28 seconds to go in the fourth. Marion Local trying to ice it, up six. Unrest at the timeline, gives it to Emerson Mescher. Now Eckstein dribbles between two defenders and is fouled. Eckstein to shoot two with 17.5 left in Marion Local up the six. 36-30.
And that was a tough situation for Fort Laramie because they were trying to look for the player to commit the foul as the clock was running down. Heitkamp does it, but that was her fifth.
Eckstein to shoot a pair for Marion Local. Dips the knees and makes it. Front rim, backboard, and good. 37-30 Flyers. Second shot upcoming.
Mesher also has four fouls for Fort Laramie.
In and out, no good. Rebound Victoria Mesher. Redskins up the floor, midcourt. Foul to give for Marion Local. Wise play. It's called an Eckstein. 45 feet from the basket. 14.3 remaining. Flyers 37, Redskins 30. Inbounding near side of the court. It is Brandewee to Mesher. Mesher veers into the corner. Throws top of the circle to Meyer. Meyer steps below the top of the circle. Misses off to the left. Rebound Marion Local. And that'll do it. Final 3 seconds tick away. Marion Local 37, Fort Laramie 30. Of course, the Redskins playing without the duty of Matty Chateau, who went down with the season-ending injury last weekend. And Marion Local pulls ahead late in that second quarter and defeats Fort Laramie. The lead got to 8 on at least one occasion. I recall 20-12. Fort Laramie just could not make more than a couple baskets in a row. Chloe Ronnebaum, the big surge by Marion Local early on there in the fourth quarter when she canned 8 straight points for the Flyers. Marion Local 37, Fort Laramie 30 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Laramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Final score here today, Marion Local 37, Fort Laramie 30. If there was ever a choppy basketball game, this contest today defines it. No flow, not a lot of continuity. Many, many whistles, turnovers galore, stoppages of action, and neither team get a rhythm offensively. A lot of close-in shots, were altered. They were tipped away, deflected, sometimes blocked. Defenses dominated. Good-looking jump shots at a premium in this contest for sure. Marion Local got three fine takes at the basket from the perimeter early to midway in that fourth quarter and chucked in three straight. That propelled Marion Local to the win. Ava Unrast had 11 in this game for the Marion Local Flyers. She was also supported by Emerson Mesher, the freshman who pumped in 8 points in the contest. Maya Eckstein had 9 points, nine contributed by Chloe Ronnebaum. Avery Brandon, we had 18. Bryant's double-checking the scoring. He'll run down the details for you in just a few minutes. Our next broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com is Tuesday night. Keep abreast of our website. Tuesday night, it is Lehman at home in boys action against Dayton Northridge for the TRC title, for the Three Rivers Conference title. Lehman, Northridge on Tuesday night. Northridge beat Lehman a first time around in that regular season matchup. That's our next broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com. I was going to maybe stick around tonight and watch Marion Local play Spencerville. That game's been postponed till Monday. I'll check with Marion Local. Maybe we could consider covering that game for you. It's an off night for us on Monday evening when Marion Local hosts Spencerville right here. We'll have Marion Local in action next Friday at Minster on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie losing today 37-30 to the Marion Local Flyers. Wind up the regular season with a mark of 19-3. And Fort Loramie entered the game 3 wins short of 1,000. The winningest girls basketball program in the history of the OHSAA. Fort Loramie will have to wait another day to crawl closer. Both Marion Local and Fort Loramie have tournament games next Saturday. Next Saturday, Fort Loramie plays at 11 and Marion Local at 2. Both teams in action in tournament play next Saturday. Marion Local closes the regular season 20-2. It's a Division VI team. Of course, the Redskins in D7 finish out the regular campaign at 19-3 after the loss today to Marion Local 37-30. It's unfortunate that the loss of Chateau happened. Even a little more difficult for Fort Loramie to deal with, Bryant, in that it occurred so late in the season, and you've got to make some adjustments and cover up her loss in short order because now it's the tournament run. Bryant Billing alongside for Chuck McBee with a look at the scorebook. Your thoughts on the season for the Redskins?
Well, another spectacular season, and considering what Fort Loramie lost to graduation off of last year, it is a tremendous effort. Obviously, I don't think anybody expected they were going to be perfect coming in, but they were perfect in Shelby County Athletic League play again. That is no small feat, and certainly did great in non-conference as well. You mentioned losing Shadow. What really hurts for Fort Loramie is the scoring issue there, because she was their third consistent scorer all year, and looking over their scoring tonight, you had Victoria Mesher coming in and scoring 8 points all in the fourth quarter. She was in foul trouble and sat most of the third, sat part of the first half as well. And she's not able to score until the final minutes. Then you had Miley Shadow and Izzy Meyer each scoring 2 apiece. Avery Brandwee had 18 points, and she was the only consistent scorer tonight. So you look at your two senior leaders, Avery Brandwee and Victoria Mesher. They combine for 26 of Fort Loramie's 30 points, and that will be the big issue going forward for them and looking to make another deep tournament run, looking to potentially get back to state, is getting some of the other players involved offensively and getting them to score more and more consistently.
The Flyers had 11 from Unrast. Three other players approached double digits.
Unrast actually finished with 13 points. Okay. She had 9 in the first half and then had 4 in the second half to finish with 13. She led them today, and it was a balanced scoring effort for the rest of the squad. Maya Eckstein
right.
with 7 points. Emerson Mesher finished with 8, and Chloe Ronnebaum had 9. 8 of which were in that fourth quarter, and that was big there as we recapped. It was Mesher hitting 2s and then Ronnebaum hitting 3s right at the same time, and that allowed Marion Local to fight off that comeback try by Fort Laramie. Those 3s, both of them she made, were huge for the Flyers.
Very uneven, choppy game, not much flow to it. The rhythm offensively couldn't be captured by either team. Free throws, what did the totals wind up in that regard?
For Fort Laramie, the Redskins were 5 for 10 from the free throw line. The Flyers were 11 for 20. Unrast was 8 for 12 from the line. So she was huge on making those, as you talked about during the game. She came in clutch, and those last two she made sealed the deal.
Yeah, we mentioned in the pregame she's got a propensity of getting to the stripe. Game after game, she did it here today, and that, in the end, ultimately, was the different 7-point win by Marion Local, 37-30 over Fort Laramie. A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road, proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. It serves 200 businesses across the Buckeye State, 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level spots available on shift number 1, Monday through Thursday, from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. And O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi is in big demand. O'Reilly is a company that serves Ohio, parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports here on scoresbroadcast.com. Bryant, you covered Sydney girls earlier today in a game that started at noon at Tippecanoe, and you were at tip last night for Sydney boys in action. Yellow Jackets didn't fare too well in either contest, right?
They did. They both were close contests and good fights. And the boys, it was big last night. Julius Bradling and Azon Steele each surpassed 1,000 career points, but the squad ended up losing that one. And then today it was a 6-point loss for the girls' squad. Again, a close game, but Tip was able to hit more shots in what was a high-scoring game. That was 61-56, one of the more high-scoring girls' games I've seen in a long time. Khalees McNeil for Sydney had a career-high 27 points.
117 points. In a girls basketball game, entertaining to say the least.
Yes.
I wish I had been there to see some of that. Woo! What a contest.
Entertaining in a different way today, but certainly entertaining between these two squads here. Great, great defensive effort by both of them.
It was close. Marion Local prevails 37-30 over Fort Laramie. A final word from F&M Bank for you. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate with F&M's Ohio Homebuyer Plus Savings Account. Hey, that dream home is a lot closer. Designed to help hardworking Ohioans, the F&M Bank Homebuyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever. Check out F&M Bank at your location in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply. That's fmbank.com. Our stars of this game, I'm going to leave it to Bryant. I think probably Brandewee and Unrest.
You got it.
Okay.
Those are easy picks today for the Clancy stars of the game. Ava Unrest with 13 points to lead Marion Local, and Avery Brandewee with 18. She was consistent, 10 in the first half and 8 in the second half for the Redskins.
This segment brought to you by Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Hello and welcome back to Marion Local one final time today. Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing, subbing for Chuck McBee. Fort Loramie drops a 7-point verdict to Marion Local. Flyers win it by a score of 37-30. Both teams in action next weekend in tournament play. Marion Local Division 6 in the Northwest District, Fort Loramie Division 7 in the Southwest District. Keep abreast of our website. We may have girls basketball for you next Thursday. Coverage perhaps of the Sydney Yellow Jackets in action this coming Thursday. We've got league play in the TRC on the boys' side on Tuesday night as Layman Catholic hosts Northridge. Airtime 6:40, tip-off 7:15. That's on Tuesday night. Drive safely if you are out and about today. We had a big online listenership. Weather was crummy. A lot of people stayed home. Fort Loramie did bring a pretty good throng from up the road in the Fort Loramie country to this game this afternoon, but our listenership was outstanding. Thanks to you who joined us. Thanks to Bryant Billing alongside Color Stats On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer bidding you a good afternoon from here in Maria Stein at the Hangar, the home of the Marion Local Flyers, who defeat Fort Loramie 37-30.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dittman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dittman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkin. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple built Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi for Sales and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.